The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The recurrent turmoil in emerging markets raises a difficult question about Russia. Is it a sound economy that can weather the storm, or a corrupt autocracy headed for disaster? Unsatisfying as it may be, the answer is both. Russia's fiscal and financial position would be the envy of many a developed nation. Thanks in large part to energy exports, the country earns more than it invests and spends at home. So what's not to like? It's the extent to which Russia's economic management depends on President Vladimir Putin, whose grip on power is proving increasingly costly in both monetary and humanitarian terms. Consider the roughly $50 billion price tag of the Sochi Winter Olympics, much of which will go to Putin's close allies, or the draconian limits on speech and assembly that have helped him suppress a large middle-class protest movement. Fair competition and the rule of law, so crucial for economic development, can't survive in a country where the leader's power depends on his ability to choose winners in business and jail whomever he wants. Not surprisingly, the number of active individual entrepreneurs in Russia has declined 14% in 2 years. The result is an economy dominated by giant, slow-growing, state-controlled companies and a government dependent on oil and gas revenue. Politics have economic consequences, and vice versa. If the broader turmoil in emerging markets causes investors and Russia's leaders to pay heed, it will have done them a service. This editorial is written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.